Chapter 14, 1774, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Title, The First Continental Congress. Purpose, to petition King George III for relief from Parliament's coercive acts, also known as intolerable acts, as punishment for the Boston Tea Party. To also organize a committee of safety in every county, city, and town to enforce trade boycotts with Britain. Call and subject. The call for a Continental Congress or convention came from the New York Committee of Correspondence in a circular letter authored by John Jay and sent to all the colonies. The object was to end abuses by the Parliament of the Intolerable Acts. Date and location. The Congress met at Carpenter's Hall, 9 o'clock, in Philadelphia on September 5th, 1774, and adjourned on October 26th, 1774. In attendance, 56 commissioners from 12 of the 13 continental colonies. Only Georgia was absent. Connecticut had 3, Delaware 4, Massachusetts 4, Maryland 5, North Carolina 3, New Hampshire 2, New Jersey 5, New York 9, Pennsylvania 7, Rhode Island 2, South Carolina 5, and Virginia 7. The principals. Peyton Randolph of Virginia was selected to preside over the proceedings. Henry Middleton of South Carolina took over as president of the Congress for the last few days from October 22nd to October 26th, 1774. Charles Thompson, leader of the Philadelphia Committee of Correspondence and a non-delegate, was selected to be secretary of the Continental Congress. Convention Protocol. This was a national convention of all colonies, and they were all invited. Reverend Mr. Duché opened the Congress with prayers. The convention established its own rules and staffed its own committees. Each colony had one vote. Each colony set the number of their commissioners. Colonies selected their commissioners. The commissioners, except for Rhode Island, were granted broad authority by the colonies to consult and recommend solutions to the growing crisis with Great Britain. Commissioners were held on their honor to keep the proceedings secret until a majority could decide to make them public. And the convention adjourned sine die. Unusual occurrences. The province of Georgia didn't attend because it was hoping for British Army assistance to help defend its frontier. In its scope, the First Continental Congress was the most nearly plenipotentiary or without restrictions of the multi-colonial conventions. Conclusions. Ultimately, the First Continental Congress made no decisions legally binding on the colonies. It merely issued a series of recommendations and petitions, memorials, and other communications. The colonies formed a compact to boycott British imports. The convention sent a letter to King George III known as the Declaration of Rights and Grievances. Before adjournment, the Congress issued a conditional call for a second Congress to meet on May 10, 1775, quote, unless the redress of grievances which we have desired be obtained before that time, end quote. The body then dissolved itself.